سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I hope you are all doing well by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, subhanAllah, is a beautiful day. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of His blessings, including the beauty that we see in His creation. And there's a forecast of snow coming as well, a big dump of snow starting tonight, I believe, or early tomorrow. So hopefully, inshallah, there will be a lot of good white stuff for the children to play in as well, and to maybe have some snowball fights and so on, inshallah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that everyone is safe. As you know, the COVID situation has gotten quite serious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. There is a stay-at-home order in effect in Ontario. As you probably know, in Quebec, there's a curfew between 8 p.m. and 7 a.m. And here in Ontario, we are to be staying home, or with some exceptions, exercises amongst them. So you are allowed to go outside and walk. Even skating rinks and toboggan hills are open, although you're not supposed to congregate. No more than 5 people outside with distancing, unless you're with your own family. You are allowed to go out for food, to pick up food, for health reasons. If you really need to go to work, you're not able to work from home. And also religious services are also permitted, with a limit of 10 people, with distancing and masks, of course. And this is something that is important for mental and spiritual well-being. Maybe not for everyone, but especially for some people. So just as physical exercise is important, mental health, spiritual health is also very important, connected to a person's well-being. And that is perhaps one of the reasons that we are able to get together for Salah, but only with the limit of registration. And all those details are at canadamuslims.ca/pass or slash reopen, both sites. And you can find the link on our website. Last week, my brothers and sisters, we talked about the importance of increasing our spirituality, increasing or improving our spiritual response at this time, while adhering to public health guidelines and following all physical or taking all reasonable physical means. So the physical measures that we take, like masks and cleaning, sanitizing of hands and maintaining distance and vaccines for those who are taking them, all of those things, you know, are important. But the spiritual response is just as important, if not more important as well. So we don't leave one or the other, but we do both. We take the physical means, but we also respond spiritually, and we place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the key ways to connect spiritually that we discussed was to increase our istighfar, our seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And there are many benefits that we have, as we discussed last week and previously as well. So try to increase your istighfar. Try to improve the quantity and the quality of our salah, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sujood, in the state of prostration, with humility in front of Allah azza wa jal. And indeed, turning to Allah with humility in prayer, but also outside of prayer as well, being in a state of humility and gratefulness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and repenting for our misdeeds and for our sins. Now, all of this has to do with spirituality. Now, you know, not too long ago, a very sincere young man, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, he came to me seeking help regarding his faith. And when a person comes seeking help regarding their faith, even though they may be, you know, a victim of doubts, and they may be struggling with their faith, when a person comes for help, I tell them, and honestly, I believe this, that that is the greatest sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants well for them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to be guided. Because if a person does not care, right, if a person believes in the doubts and doesn't care about their faith anymore, if a person has lost their faith, they're not going to go seek help. they're perhaps going to be indifferent, or worse yet, we see sometimes people turn against faith and become, broadcasters or proponents of actively trying to harm faith, but actively trying to argue against faith and to try to prove the deen wrong, which of course is not possible because it's the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many times they end up making a fool out of themselves, but that's a separate topic. So if a person seeks help and seeks guidance and they're searching for the truth and they're searching for help, that is one of the greatest signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants goodness for them and wants them to be guided, and Allah azza wa jal creates avenues and provides means for them to seek that reassurance and to seek which they are missing. So one of the things that this young man mentioned to me, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, is that he was never able to develop any feelings. He was never able to develop any feelings related to faith and spirituality. So what he said was, Ramadan and went, and he didn't feel anything. And people would be, talking about it, and you'd see people crying, and they're immersed in prayer, making dua, and people are reciting Quran and they're feeling it, but he did all those things and he's like, I didn't feel anything. And the reality is that, my brothers and sisters, he's not alone. There are many of us who are in the same situation, that we may believe and we may practice, but there's not much feeling associated with our living of Islam and our faith and our iman. And many perhaps have been introduced to Islam, have been taught Islam as a religion of just do's and don'ts, of just rituals, of just things to memorize and even practice. But it's all the, the movements of body and tongue, and in the mind, it's not in the heart. Perhaps you're able to relate, right? That it's, and it's not that these things are not important. Of course, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam contains do's and don'ts. Do's of the things that are good for us, don'ts of the things which are harmful for us, because Allah is our creator and He understands us better than we understand ourselves. And of course, there are rituals, and as more, as research takes place, we find out that rituals, especially, religious practices, are good actually for our mental health, to have a routine, to have, things that enable us to find meaningfulness and that improve, help us become more aware, as an example, and more conscious of our actions, and that connect us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are things which are important for us, not just spiritually but mentally as well. And when we have things to memorize and du'as and things that we practice, all of these things are important. It's not that they're not important, they're important, but there's a purpose behind them. There's the letter of the law, as they say, and the spirit as well. And that is so important, because that is something that touches the heart. And the reality is that feelings and emotions, my brothers and sisters, are a very big part of our faith. And it's amazing, there's many of us who may be hearing this right now and saying, hey, I never knew that. I never realized that. No one ever taught me that I'm supposed to develop feelings for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm supposed to have feelings associated with different parts of prayer, that different elements of my salah, that I should have feelings when I'm reciting Quran or making dua. And subhanallah, the foremost thing for the believer is to have feelings of love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there are other feelings as well, which I will discuss, but first and foremost, to have feelings of love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم كحب الله. And yet amongst the people are those who take other than Allah as equals to Him, and they love them as they should love Allah. SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that there are people who take equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who take other than Allah as equals to Him, which is of course wrong. And what does Allah mention here? Love. They love them. They love those other things, whether it's objects, whether it's wealth, whether it's people, whatever it is. They love them as they should love Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. But those who believe are stronger in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are intense in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have deeply stronger love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who? Those who believe. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. So here, my brothers and sisters, we find that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a salient characteristic, a feature of the believer, or should be the characteristic of a believer. And what type of love? What level of love? More intense and stronger than anything else that exists. Our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be greater than any other love that we find inside of our hearts. Does this not have to do with feelings? Of course it has to do with feelings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you sincerely love Allah, إِن كُنتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. So the Prophet ﷺ is told to say this to who? To us, to people, to humanity. That if you love Allah, then follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. What will happen? If you love Allah and you follow the Prophet ﷺ as a result, then what will happen? Allah will love you and will forgive you your sins. Wallahu ghafurur rahim, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. So here, subhanAllah, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has associated following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following the message, the commands, the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love Allah, if you claim to love Allah, or if you want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is it associated with? With following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we do that sincerely, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. May Allah grant us His love and forgiveness. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also told us, as an example of another feeling, La yadkhulul jannah, La yadkhulul jannah man kana fi qalbihi mithqalu dharratin min kibr. La ilaha illallah. May Allah protect us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, related by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that no one who has the weight of a seed, who has an iota of arrogance in their heart, will enter Jannah, will enter paradise. Very scary when you think about it. Even an iota, a speck. This doesn't mean that if there's a believer who has arrogance that they will never enter into Jannah. But what it means is that most likely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide, or it is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide that arrogance that is found, even if it's a speck inside of their hearts, needs to be purified with heat first on the Day of Judgment or in the hereafter, before that heart, before that person is allowed entry into Jannah. Now you tell me, this arrogance, what is it? It is a feeling, which is the opposite of humility, right? So it is a feeling of considering oneself to be greater than others, considering oneself to be more superior than others. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that what does it lead to, the true arrogance which is prohibited? How do you recognize it? It is what leads people to batrul haqqi wa ghamtun nas, to deny the truth and to look down upon people. So if we find ourselves, we don't think about others, we think about ourselves. If I find myself denying something which is true simply because of my ego, or if I find myself looking down upon others, considering others to be less worthy of anything because of any reason, then this may be a sign of arrogance that is inside of my heart, and I must be very concerned, because the Prophet ﷺ has told us that a person who has even an iota, even a speck, even a seed of arrogance will not enter into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and purify our hearts, especially of arrogance. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So again, we are talking about feelings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that the only true believers in our revelation are those who, when the revelation is recited to them, they fall into prostration. And what do they do? وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And they glorify the praises of their Lord, and they are not arrogant. They are not arrogant. And then, immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about hope and fear. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدَعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. That they abandon their beds, invoking their Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just stop there, but He gives us the condition, the kayfiyah, the condition of their invoking their Lord. when they wake up, they abandon their beds in the morning, in the middle of the night, or the later part of the night, and they invoke their Lord, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they remember Allah, and they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is their state? What is the condition? With which feelings do they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يَدَعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. They invoke their Lord, they call upon their Lord with hope and fear. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they donate from what we have provided for them. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just tell us about something that these believers do, but rather He tells us about their condition when they actually do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to do. And Allah Azza wa Jal also tells us about the believers. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدَعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. That verily they would hasten to do good deeds. From heaven announced that all people, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّكُمْ دَاخِلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ كُلُّكُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. That if a caller from heaven announced that all people would enter Jannah together, except for man, except for one person, then Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he said, لَخِفْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ هُوَ. That I would be afraid, I would fear that I am him. Can you imagine? This is the level of fear that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu had, the companion, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying that if a caller from Jannah announced that all people will enter into Jannah together except for one, I would fear that I am that one person who is not going to enter. But then on the other hand, وَلَوْ نَادَى مُنَادٍ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّكُمْ دَاخِلُونَ النَّارَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا. On the other hand, if a caller announced that all people would enter hellfire together except for one person, except for one man, لَرَجَوْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ هُوَ. I would hope that I am him. And from this, we learn this balance of hope and fear, that on the one hand, we have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we have fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both of which are true and which are real, which are the haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. The believers, the true believers, are those whose hearts tremble at the remembrance of Allah. A feeling. It's a feeling. Their hearts tremble at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They feel something in their hearts. They don't just tremble, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. So their hearts tremble, and heart is the place of feeling and emotion. And وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُ. When His revelations are recited to them, their faith increases, their yaqeen increases, their conviction increases, and they are the ones, وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They put their trust in their Lords. My brothers and sisters, once again, we hear about feelings and the importance of feelings towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, Al-qalbu fi sayrihi ila Allahi azza wa jalla bi manzilati ta'ir. That the heart on its journey towards Allah, the spiritual heart on its journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Exalted, is the example of it is like that of a bird. Is like that of a bird, bi manzilati ta'ir. فَالْمَحَبَّةُ رَأْسُهُ وَالْخَوْفُ وَالرَّجَاءُ جَنَاحَا. That love is its head, and the fear and hope, and fear and hope are its two wings. And he goes on to say, فَمَتَى سَلِمَ الرَّأْسُ وَالْجَنَاحَانِ فَالطَّائِرُ جَيِّدُ الطَّيَرَانِ. That when the head, meaning the love, is healthy, then the two wings, which are hope and fear, they will fly well. What will happen? They will fly well when the love, when the head is healthy. وَمَتَى قُطِعَ الرَّأْسُ مَاتَ الطَّائِرُ. And when the head, meaning the love, is cut off, when it is missing, then what will happen? The bird will die, meaning the spiritual heart will die. And وَمَتَى فُقِدَ الْجَنَاحَانِ فَهُوَ عُرْضَةٌ لِكُلِّ صَائِدٍ وَكَاسِرٍ. And when either of two wings is damaged, meaning either the hope or the fear, that those feelings found in the spiritual heart are damaged, then the bird becomes vulnerable to every hunter and predator, meaning the heart becomes vulnerable to every hunter and every predator. Subhanallah. You know, when we read the words of our Salaf, our pious predecessors, they're so true, right? And we see this is happening, that people we find are missing love in their spiritual hearts. And when the love is missing, then we also find that the hope and the fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also something which is lacking. And what happens then? That the hearts, the spiritual hearts, become vulnerable to every hunter and predator. Subhanallah, shaitan is out there, the nafs is out there, the haters are out there. Every single one who is trying to target the spiritual hearts of the believers, that is trying to steal that iman that lies within, and the hearts become victims to varying degrees of these predators. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our hearts. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. My brothers and sisters, all of this has to do with feelings, and the heart is the seat of the feelings and emotions. And you see in nearly every culture, many cultures of the world, people use metaphors that directly or indirectly allude to the heart. Right? We call certain types of people hard-hearted, not just Islamically, but just generally. Right? Usually why? Because they show no mercy or kindness. Likewise, we say that people have cold hearts and some have warm hearts, or they are warm-hearted. You know, we speak of people perhaps, you know, wearing their hearts on their sleeves because they cannot conceal their emotions from others. And when someone says something and it touches us, you know, we say that they touched our hearts. You know, we say my heart has been broken, or so-and-so broke someone's heart, won someone's heart. You know, so the heart, subhanAllah, is such an amazing creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, we know that about the mind, about the intelligence, and about the brain. But subhanAllah, even the heart is something which is not fully understood from a physiological point of view. But we do know that it is a extremely sophisticated part of the body with secrets that are, you know, hidden, that are still hidden from us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, "Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghah," that verily in the body is a piece of flesh. "Idha salahat salahal jasadu kullu," that which is, if it's sound, then the entire body is sound. "Wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kullu," and if it is corrupt, then the entire body is corrupt. "Ala wa hiya al qalb," "Ala wa hiya al qalb," truly it is, indeed it is the heart. And this is related by Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, found in Bukhari, Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Now, my brothers and sisters, the question is, how do we develop those right, those good feelings that we should have as believers? So the first thing we make clear is that as believers, we should have feelings. Our faith, our Islam, our iman, our practice of the deen should be linked with feelings, and it should be leading us to feel things in our heart, to be in certain states spiritually and emotionally. And maybe that is not happening. Maybe it is happening, but it's not happening as much as you would like, especially as the month of Ramadan approaches us, you know, entering into now 3 months to the month of Ramadan, inshallah. So it's really not a lot of days, 90 days till the month of Ramadan. So this is a good question to ask ourselves right now, to prepare that, you know, what do we need to do to get these feelings, to develop these feelings that we should have as believers? So brothers and sisters, we need the right conditions. We need the right conditions, right? For anything to flourish, you need the right conditions. Right? I give the example of trying to plant a mango tree, right? In Canada, especially in the winter, is it ever going to give mangoes? No. Date tree, right? Outdoors, is it going to give dates? A date palm tree? No, it's not going to give dates. Right? Or any plant right now, really, right? If you try to get fruits, you plant in the snow, it's not going to happen, right? Similarly, anything else that we want to do, that we want to achieve, it needs to have the right conditions in order to flourish. If the right conditions are not there, then perhaps it may not, you know, grow at all. It may not, you know, sprout at all, or perhaps it will, but it will be deficient and it will not be able to give the intended fruit. So therefore, the right conditions are very, very important. Now, of course, it becomes harder and harder with the current state of the dunya, of society in general around us, and of our lives, to be honest, and the things that we engage in, it becomes very, very difficult, you know, for that those conditions to be there. So we have to struggle harder to find those conditions and to make those conditions around us. So first of all, some tips that may be helpful, inshallah. So the first one is to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to learn about the greatness of Allah azza wa jal, to gain a deeper appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we know of Allah, but how many of us actually know Allah? We know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? We, for example, you have a classmate, you know of someone, you know, who's a classmate, or you know of a colleague, but do you actually know them? So we need to examine, ask ourselves about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yes, we have heard about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know of Allah, we believe in Allah, we know Allah exists, but how many of us actually know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What efforts have we made to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His greatness and His characteristics and His qualities to try to gain a greater recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when that happens, when that truly happens, then we develop a deeper appreciation for Allah, and that gives room for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grow. So that is number one, my brothers and sisters, which is extremely important, right? When sometimes, you know, we come across questions that people have and doubts and things like that, and, you know, you see, subhanAllah, you know, this is clearly a person who knows Allah, a person who has spent some time recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learning about Him, would never be able to ask such a question. Not that any question is wrong. It's good to ask questions when you have doubts, so I'm not trying to discourage that. But what I'm saying is, what is often lacking is this recognition and knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of truly who Allah azza wa jal is, His true greatness and His magnificence. So that's number one. Number two, my brothers and sisters, is to remember His innumerable favors and gifts upon us, and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. And that increases our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when you think about all of Allah's blessings upon you, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not compelled to give you any of these things, and if He had chosen to, He could have taken away everything from you and given it to others. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you, and you find, and you look for these blessings. You know, a lot of times, we don't realize because we're not looking. We're not looking for blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We're not trying to appreciate them, so we don't see them. And we're not able to appreciate them, right? But if we actually look and we reflect, and then we realize how many ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, that even then we can't get a full appreciation of all of His blessings, or even the depth and the magnitude of all of His blessings, because it's not possible. But when we reflect and we get appreciation and we thank Allah, that will help us increase in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, my brothers and sisters, is to learn some of the wisdoms and purposes behind the acts of worship, and to try to remember them regularly, so that we are in the right state when we are doing our ibadah, when we are doing our worship. You know, yes, we teach our children, may Allah bless you all, may Allah bless us all, the parents who have taught the children how to pray, the teachers, and it's very important. But associating meaning with those rituals, with those acts, with those positions even, that what do they actually mean? What do they signify? Why do we do some of these things? We will never know why for sure, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom and knowledge is unmatched. We can't get there. There's no way. But we can try to explore some of the deeper meanings and the wisdoms. And this helps us appreciate the wisdom behind these obligations, and helps us, you know, enter that state, that mode that we are intended to be in when we are doing those acts. So try to explore those and learn those. So associate meanings and feelings with various positions in various acts of worship. To remember how small and insignificant we are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, in this universe. How small are we really, right? I've told you this before. I'm amazed when I fly. I haven't flown in a long time now, of course, because of COVID. But when I fly, it amazes me, because I look down and it's so quickly that we lose sight of the people first. You'll still see the houses, the buildings, you'll see the cars even. But the people, like, it's just a few hundred feet, not even, and you can't see any more people. But that's how small and insignificant we are in this universe, in this world, and especially in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we remind ourselves of that, then that should make us humble. And we get feelings of humility and neediness and weakness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That helps us fight arrogance and conceitful pride. Learning, my brothers and sisters, about the Day of Judgment, the predicament that people will be in, how difficult of a day it will be, that will create fear inside of us. Thinking about our own faults, our weaknesses, our sins, fear. But it should be balanced, right? As we read in the quote by Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayh, that they're both wings, hope and fear, right? So there's a balance between the two. If you have too much of one, then you can't maintain balance, right? If you're too much tilted on one side, there's too much weight on one side, it's not balanced anymore. So yes, the fear is very, very important, but not fear that leads us to hopelessness. Because the other wing is hope, right? So the fear has to be balanced with hope, and the hope has to be balanced with fear. If a person has too much hope, then it's wishful thinking, right? Then they might be deluding themselves, right? They may be overconfident, right? They may be taking things for granted. And on the other hand, if a person is too fearful, then they are denying the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, the great forgiveness of Allah, the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? All of the mercy and compassion that exists from the beginning of time till the end, from the beginning of the world till the last day. All of it that we find amongst humanity and the human beings and all the animals, all the creation of Allah, you know, all of that is only 1%. Allah has sent only 1% of mercy and compassion that we see and that has been existing in this world. And 99% Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. How great is the mercy, forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So la taqnatu min rahmatillah. You never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a true believer is one who balances that with fear as well. It doesn't take it for granted. Verses of the Quran, my brothers and sisters, you know, we recite them, we try to understand them, but also try to feel them. Associate feelings with the verses of the Quran. Ask yourself, how is this supposed to make me feel? When I recite this verse, let me try to think how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to feel when I read this message of His. And listening to reciters who recite with emotion personally has been very powerful for me. Right? Because I listen to it and I say, why is this qari, why is this reciter crying and he can't go ahead of this verse without sobbing, without, you know, shedding tears, whereas I'm totally indifferent to it. Why is it like that? Why is he feeling it and I'm not? What am I missing here? Let me reflect upon this as well. Let me try to build that feeling inside of me as well. Right? Verses of fear and hope, feeling those. Verses of Jannah and Naar, feeling those. Verses of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling those. You know, and of course, for those of us who maybe Arabic is not our first language, like it's not mine, you know, we try to pick up the vocabulary so that we are able to connect. And even those who speak Arabic, right, reflecting upon the Quran, making, connecting with those words as we are hearing them and reciting them, not just being distracted. But all of those things are needed to build this condition. Remembering death and the hereafter is something we don't like to think about. Right? But it's a reality for every single one of us. I have to go, you have to go, every single person has to go one day. Right? So thinking that can be a real reality check for us that can put us into the zone, into the mode. You know, offering the Hajj prayer, night prayer in the last part of the night, the last third of the night in the darkness alone with all of these thoughts can be very, very powerful. Right? When you think about all of these things alone in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about your weakness, your sins, about your mistakes, about your future, about your fears, your hope, all of those things together, your death, the hereafter, being alone in front of Allah, right, answering to Him, that is something that reminds us of that. When we do that, you know, reminds us of that day, when we do that at night alone, right? So these are things, again, that can help us build these conditions. And listening and reading to such people who have these qualities, because it's contagious in a good way, right? If you listen to people, speakers, scholars, learned people of knowledge and taqwa, and if you read their writings, who are talking about these things, who talk with this love and these feelings and this hope and this fear, then it's contagious in a good way, because you start feeling it as well. Right? And try to lessen our distractions. You know, there's many things which will distract us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, that will distract us from these states, but we need to engage in them, but we try to keep them to a bare minimum, right? To whatever is required, whatever is necessary, and trying to, you know, tune out gossip and backbiting and useless talk and useless watching, right? Because all of these things are harmful for the spiritual heart. They put the spiritual heart to sleep. They make it harder. You know, they don't make it soft. They make it harder, and they make it distracted from these states and these conditions and the true love of Allah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's, you know, books and chapters of hadith in hadith books on softening the heart. So reading those and, you know, reading the verses of the Quran, the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which, you know, help us soften our spiritual hearts. And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you want to soften your heart, you know, a person came and he was complaining to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding, you know, the hardness of the heart. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you want to soften your heart, if you want to soften your heart, feed the poor and pat the head of the orphan. If you want to soften your heart, feed the poor and pat the heart, the head of the orphan. So my brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us hearts that have the right feelings, that are softened for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for hope and fear, and all of these states and feelings that we're supposed to have in our hearts. And as I always end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever is mindful of Allah, He will make a way out. He will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And provide for them from sources that they could never imagine. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then He alone is sufficient for them. فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Certainly Allah achieved His will. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah has already set a destiny for everything. So let us make dua, my brothers and sisters. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh. Wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. Wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluh. Ala niyatuhu wa sirruh. Allahumma laka alhamdu hatta tarda. Wa laka alhamdu idha radit. Wa laka alhamdu ba'da ar-rida. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Oh Allah, all praises for You. Oh Allah, we thank You with our hearts, our minds, our tongues, and every limb of our bodies for all of Your blessings and Your favors, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, You are so great. Oh Allah, You are so mighty. Oh Allah, You are all-knowing. Oh Allah, You have so many qualities and characteristics. Oh Allah, please guide us so that we truly appreciate You, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so that we truly love You, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we can never thank You enough for all of Your favors and blessings, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, there were so many other people, so many other creation of Yours that You could have chosen to bless instead. Oh Allah, but You chose us as well, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we thank You in every way, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please count us from amongst the shakirin, amongst the grateful, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, otherwise we'll be from the losers. Oh Allah, please forgive us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we are Your weak, sinning servants. Oh Allah, indeed we have sinned. Oh Allah, indeed we have gone against Your teachings. Oh Allah, we have gone against Your guidance. Oh Allah, we have done that which we were not supposed to do. Oh Allah, we have gone against the guidance and the way of Your beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, please forgive us and guide us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, make us the way You want us to be, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant us strength and bring us closer to You, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we live in today's times. Oh Allah, we are surrounded by fitna. Oh Allah, surrounded by trials and tribulations. Oh Allah, we are surrounded by temptations. Oh Allah, shaitan is preying upon us. Oh Allah, our nafs is preying upon us. Oh Allah, the haters are trying to target us. Oh Allah, please protect us in every way, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect our future generations, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, every single one of our progeny, till the day of judgment, oh Allah, make them and us be those who die upon La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please resurrect and soften our dead and our hard hearts, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please fill them with feelings that You love and that are pleasing to You, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please guide us to that which is most pleasing to You. Oh Allah, grant us the best return to You whenever it has been decreed for us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please open the gates of halal sustenance for us. Oh Allah, for all of Your faithful servants in Your creation, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters who are ill. Oh Allah, especially our elder sister who is in pain and weakness, our brother and sister who are suffering from long-term pain and injuries. Oh Allah, our elders who are fighting cancer and other illnesses. Oh Allah, all of those who are ill or at risk of becoming ill. Oh Allah, all of those people suffering from COVID-19 at this time and all different types of illnesses. Oh Allah, You are the protector and You are the healer. Oh Allah, please grant them speedy recovery. Oh Allah, protect them from all illnesses and pain and suffering, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect us and all of our fellow human beings, especially the health professionals who are putting their lives on the line to serve others. Oh Allah, the first responders and others who are on the front lines. Oh Allah, please protect us, protect them and all of us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are in pain and grief and stress and anxiety, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please replace all of these feelings with happiness and peace and joy, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please shower your mercy and your forgiveness upon our sister Zubi, who returned to you after a battle with cancer. Oh Allah, and all of those who are returned to you. Oh Allah, accept all their good deeds and charity. Oh Allah, grant them the best place in Jannah al-Firdaus. Oh Allah, please grant them patience to their loved ones, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma aghfir li jami' mawt al-Muslimin alladhina shahidu laka bil-wahdaniyyah wa li nabiyyika bil-risalah wa matu ala dhalik. Allahumma aghfir lahum arhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum واكرم نزلهم ووسع مدخلهم واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس. اللهم انت ربنا لا اله الا انت، خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا، نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا، نبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا فاغفر لنا انه لا يغفر الذنوب الا انت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، اللهم أعطنا ولا تحرمنا، وكن لنا ولا تكن علينا، واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا، واشف مرضانا، وارحم موتانا، وبلغ فيما يرضيك عنا آمالنا، وارحم ضعفنا، واجبر كسرنا، ولا تخيب فيك رجاءنا. اللهم لك أسلمنا وبك آمنا وعليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وبك خاصمنا وإليك حاكمنا، فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها، أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أزبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية وجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك، اللهم نحن الفقراء إليك وأنت الغني عنا. اللهم لا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، اللهم سلمنا وسلم منا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية. اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا واصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا وأحسن خواتمنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ويقينا صادقا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذريتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير النجاح وخير العمل وخير الثواب وخير الحياة وخير الممات يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من قلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يسمع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن علم لا ينفع يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن ودلع الدين وغلبة الرجال. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة، اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة وبعد الموت جنة يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة، اللهم ارزقنا حسن الخاتمة. اللهم بارك في أعمار آبائنا وأمهاتنا ومتعهم بالصحة والعافية، اللهم ارحم من انتقل منهم إلى رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم انزلهم منزلا مباركا، اللهم بارك في المحسنين الذين ينفقون أموالهم ابتغاء وجهك الكريم يا رب العالمين، اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم وأصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين، اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين، اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. جزاكم الله خيرا. My brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and reward you with the best reward in this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you and your future generations always, ya Rabbil Alameen. And my brothers and sisters, please go ahead and offer 4 rak'ahs of Dhuhr Salah. And also just note that Foodie Fridays continue, alhamdulillah. I want to give special thanks to all the sisters who are involved, who worked so hard, and all of those who have supported us. Jazakum Allahu khaira. And also, mashallah, the most magnificent masjid contest. We received a number of entries, mashallah, beautiful works of art. Please do check it out at canadamuslims.ca/MMM. 3 times, canadamuslims.ca/MMM. The deadline to vote for the entries is tonight at 11:59 p.m. So please go ahead and do that. It's also a fundraiser for our masjid project. So jazakumullah khaira to everyone who has participated and has been involved in running that contest. And remember me and all of us in your dua. May Allah keep you all safe. And we'll connect with you again, inshallah. Jazakumullah khaira. Special salam to my young friends who I'm not able to see and I'm missing all of you. Our elders who we haven't seen in a long time. All of the sisters and brothers who have not been able to come, we miss you all, and we love you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection and love be with you. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.